Thank you, Father, for being with us this evening, Lord. We're so happy, Father, to gather together again around your word, Lord. And we know, Father, that you don't gather your people for nothing. And that, Lord God, you have something in store for us, Lord. We've come, Father, to be spoken to by you. And, Lord, our hearts are hungering and thirsting for that. We pray, Father, that you speak tonight, Lord. Take my mouth away, Father. Take me away out of this place, Lord God, and come and speak to my heart, Lord, and speak to us, O Lord God, those who are listening in, Lord, and the physical audience, Lord. Forgive our shortcomings, Father. We know that in these bodies, Lord, sometimes we are not where we would like to be, Father. And Lord, we are so glad, Father, that you revealed to us that is all taken to the sea of forgetfulness and never counted on us, Lord. We are so glad that, Father, that is what it is. And it's a great liberation to us, Father, and we are happy. We desire to please you. We desire to live a life, Lord God, that pleases you, Lord. Help us. We own your hearts, Father. We are yours. Tonight, Lord, if there be any need, Lord, or anything that, Father, sister or brother needs from you, be some faith as you talk to us, Father, that you grant whatever, Lord God, the need is. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done. Thank you for bringing Brother Don back. Thank you for the report that the people there, Lord God, are good. Thank you for everything, Lord Father. Bless the people now is my prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen, amen. You can get seated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so I think most of us are not present tonight, and most of the chairs are empty, but that's okay. My wife will not be able to come. He's having a bad day. I think his body is not working right. She's feeling weak, and I think she has some pains, something like that. And she will not be able to come, but she'll be listening in. That is what he said. She said. So I don't know about the rest of them. I've not talked to them. Not to talk to Bride B, Bosworth. That's now I'm not talked to them, and I'm trusting that they're doing good. And Joe, I don't know. So. when people are not living together sometimes, America is very busy. Yes, they don't meet. so they are living different places. Asana is living, I think, in Hickory somewhere with Joe's home. Joe's mother and her, they are living somewhere. And I think they build a house. There's a house and there's, what do you call it, the underground? The basement. The basement on the other side is a house. But here, when you look at the front, it's just a house. You come here. But when you go at the back, it's another house. And I think they did that. And it's a big house underneath there. And that's where they live now. It's a very nice house. I've not gone there since they fixed it. And there's a good house there. And then Bride, Mida, and Bosworth, they live in Newton. In the house that Arsenal were living with Bride, so they're living there, and like that. So I don't see them. I don't see them much as well. mostly we meet here. sometimes they call me, and that's all. I think everybody. America is busy. America is busy, and we understand. We understand. All right. Now I want to come back with this. I didn't know that. I thought Brother Don would preach. But he had told me to prepare. He didn't know when he would come back or when he would come back late or something like that. So he told me to be ready. So, but when he said he's going to come on Tuesday,
Then I said, okay, I'm off that. I'm off the hook. And I rested. Well, now, we met yesterday. We talked a bit. We talked a bit from the airport. And then we come back home. And then he called me. He said, I think you need, we talked a bit. And he said, I think you're going to take tomorrow. I said, that's okay then. That's okay. And I'm a spare wheel. I'm a spare tire. Whenever I'm here. Whenever. And I'm sorry, Brother Don. On Sunday, I talked some things here. And maybe that's one of the things that I'm supposed to talk in. That's your church, and I don't want to mess about with people. I want to speak freely, but at the same time, there's a lot of correction things like that. That's his work, and I'm not saying that. But again, when it comes like that, it takes over. Sometimes you don't have control. You've got just to talk and like that. But if I get out of the line, let me know and I'll fix it. So I want to come back with this again. Is something that is really on Sunday I was trying to it's kind of showing case. It's called showing case. I was trying to showcase that I see four resurrections. I was just trying to showcase that I'm seeing four resurrections. Why is it like that? Is because. And I'm expecting, like now, there's a brother, and I think he's, hey brother, Michael reminded me to give you his email address. He's from Indonesia, Jakarta, and he's saying that he really wants to be receiving this. Then he can be receiving the quotes and he can be listening in. But like now, it's very late at night there. So, but he'll come back, like in the YouTube, he's really helping them. Because he told me, brother, I listened and I want you to be giving that. And I told him, I'm going to send the quotes. And I forgot until this evening, and I said them. I think he was asleep when I said them. So, but the quotes, when you read my quotes are not very well organized. So my quotes might not really give the story that you want. It might just help you. But unless now you listen to what I'm saying, and then I when I preach is when you can see what I'm saying by the quotes. And when I preached and then he listened, and he's really like, please brother, he's telling me, please brother, I'm going to do it, brother, and I'm gonna also put you, and please, every time I want to listen, I want to be there. And I told him, I'll do that. So I did tell him that I'm going to talk to you about that. And well, Michael, remind me so that you can give them, he sent me the email address so that you can get those things. And somebody who is wanting to eat, we want them to eat. Amen. And he also wanted me to go there. Jakarta. He said, brother, come. Okay, I don't know, but I'll try. Something like that. And we are trying our best to put it there so that people can see. We are just trying to study and see what God is doing now. And we're trying to give it out as much as the Lord is revealing to us, and that's all we do. And therefore, as I say, we don't know. Let me show you something, brother. If you come to a place where you think you know all, or you know so much, you don't. I like to let people know, you don't. I don't. You realize that when you look at it, you study, and you think you know it, you know this topic, and I've got this. And then tomorrow, and the following day, you read this, what, it was there, and you just passed it. You understand that? And you see, it's completely something on this direction. Then you realize, brother, you don't know. And then, brothers, sisters, we are on the hands of God for God to open these things to us. And we can just move as he shines the light. We just walk step by step as he shines the light. And we are expecting more and more and more, because we are not going backwards. And we are not stagnated. We are going further and further in him, more deeper in him. That's where we are. We are not where we are going, but we are not where we started. We are far much deep into him, and we love it. And the further we go into him, the more we love him, the more we see his greatness and how much he loves us. And we love him so much. And every time we get deeper into him, we get more stronger. Because we are in a war, is that right? So we get more stronger to fight the enemy. And that's right, that's right. We had a very good fellowship with his sister yesterday. she drove me to the airport to get Brother Dawn, and I said, "Are you going?" I decided just like that. And I, "Are you gone already?" She said, "No, and I would like to go." So she drove me there, and we went there with Lincoln. Is that Lincoln? Lincoln, yeah, Lincoln. The three of us, and then when we came back, we were four with Brother Dawn, and we enjoyed. And every time Brother Dawn, whenever we are together with Brother Dawn, sometimes we even don't talk. He can just sit here, and I sit here, and that's okay. Even with, there are some fellowships that are very interesting. Dawn can sit there, and I sit there. Even if we don't talk, that's enough fellowship. I know what he's thinking. He knows what I'm thinking. That's enough fellowship. Seeing me there, and him seeing me there, and we have traveled with Dawn miles and miles and miles. So you don't need to talk sometimes. We just keep quiet and like that. He's driving, I'm there, maybe sometimes dozing. But you're okay. We are fellowshipping. Spiritually, we are just there. We love one another. And that's good. We love it. We love it like that. So may God bless you for that. So today, I was trying to say that was what I was doing on Sunday. But if you look at it again, I said there are four, and I was talking about an individual, but those individuals are members of the bride that has the resurrection. And I was saying that is when God comes in them. And the kind of resurrection they had in the Old Testament and in the church ages is different. Now is the fullness. He has come, the fullness in you. And I was calling it, that is the real resurrection, the real Easter. And I was calling it the token, and the prophet said, the token has never come until now, until the evening time. So about this token, and if you talk about the token is the Holy Ghost. If you want to say explain what token is, it's the Holy Ghost. But not that kind they had in the church ages. This is the real token. This is real him. The head of redemption, it was given that what they had was Holy Ghost, but remember they were given until the day of redemption, until he comes, and when he comes now and gets into you, that is full redemption, and we can go into that. We can get that if we have time, or if time allows and God allows, we can get that particular thing, that resurrection, and you can go with it. And we can show, and we can try to get to the prophet, and the prophet can show how. Because if it's a resurrection, then if coming and getting into you is a resurrection, then even Paul must be here, and he must get into him. You know, that's we like the prophet to tell us how is that? Because when he comes, we join him. That's according to the prophet. We join him, and we become one. We become one with him. And they could not be made perfect without us. Now they are made perfect because we are here. So what we have, they got to have. And therefore we are one group of people that are raptured. And the whole thing is raptured in God. Yeah. I hope you get that. So we need to go back into that maybe one by one. The second one that I was saying was the resurrection of the church ages. And I was showing how the resurrection of the church ages has happened. And I was saying that it is... Paul is here, and like that. I was just in showcase that time. Today, I want to get into that. The other two resurrections, I said, they are physical. These two are spiritual. Because Paul being here is not physical. It's not Paul coming and resurrecting, and the prophet is saying, there are no angels that are going to where Paul was buried, and they shove off the dust. You know, he's not going to do that. It's not like that. We are not going to look for the bones of Paul and resurrect. It's not like that. He says, there's Paul. Because who is really Paul? In the rapture is a marriage, it's a spiritual marriage. It's an invisible union. Remember, that's why it's spiritual. It's an invisible union. So Paul has got to come here spiritually. What is Paul? Paul is the word of Paul. Right. I hope you get that. What was in Paul was the word of God of that age. That soul was actually God. And the only way that they could accept The message of that age was because that message that God had dropped that time. And what was in the heart was the same. So it was the deep calling the deep. Amen. So when it is brought here, the prophet said, it's the resurrection. Right. I hope you get that. Amen. That's why I was saying there. Those two are the most confusing ones. To me, not maybe you, but to me it was the most confusing one. And when the prophet talked like that, and he opened that to me, I was saying, okay, I can see now the four. And at first, I was afraid to say four. But when I count, then there are four. So I said, there are four. I can count. There are one, two, three, four. Now, the other one was that I talked about on Sunday was the physical resurrection in the third coming of Christ when he comes with the bride. He says he's going to call them. And there's a quote here that I accidentally put here, but I don't know whether I'll come to it. But when he call in the millennium, he call his children from the cosmic light and the dust and potassium, come forth. And the prophet says, it's only the bride that will do that. Another group that will do that will be 144. And I told you, I read some quotes because I don't just say things at times. I read some quotes that are saying Abraham will be there, like that, and like that. Abraham will be there, and like that. And another one that the prophets were part of this resurrection. And the prophets were part of this. So all that. And then the only people who will be there are the people, are the believers of each age, Paul's age, the believers, the bride of that age. And the prophet says, the rest of them resurrected not for 1,000 years. So in the millennium, we will have the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the 144, there. That is in the millennium, with glorified bodies. So we will resurrect after this atomic bomb, heat the world and things like that. That is a physical resurrection. Another physical resurrection is the general or the second resurrection, when all the people are resurrected. I think we said that, and there's quotes there that I put there, about 3-4 quotes like that, at the finishing of my sermon of that day. So those are the two physical resurrections. And the physical resurrection, the second resurrection that the prophet talks about is the second resurrection or the general resurrection. It's called general resurrection or second resurrection. Why it's called second resurrection is because the first one is considered the one that is the physical resurrection, is the second physical resurrection. It's considered the second because the first one was the bride. But when the bride resurrects, she doesn't die again. When she's caught up with Christ, the only thing that happens to her is the body drops. That's the only thing about the bride. The body drops. And then she is, brother, and I've been saying this, I've never seen it before, but I've never seen anything greater than the rapture of the bride and the bridegroom. That is the greatest thing that can happen to a human being, brothers. That's the greatest thing. That's a marriage. That is, you are caught up. You are really caught. It's a reality. We take it like because it's spiritual. No. It's a reality. The new things are. God is spirit, is that right? So the real things are spiritual. The godly things are spiritual. Remember that? That's the new thing. That's the new thing. This will drop. That's okay. That this will drop. And the prophet told you, don't fear him who can kill this body and he doesn't do nothing. Fear the one who can kill the body and then take this other to annihilation. Is that right? So the new thing is that thing that is called the rapture of the bride and bridegroom. So it's called the second because the second resurrection is the first from the one the bride resurrects. The second one is not the bride resurrecting. The bride does not resurrect again because she doesn't die again. Now the rest of them resurrect and they come and they are judged. They are judged. And after judgment, the holy fire, which the prophet calls the lake of fire. It's the lake of fire, actually. It's the lake of fire. Comes and burns everything. Everything burns everything. Burns the devil and everything. And then we get into eternity. And the new Jerusalem comes, and there is a bride. I have quotes to say, is the bride? The bride is the new Jerusalem. I don't know. And remember all this. All this, and you go to get all this. That the prophecy, I think, is from Chicago. It's like from here to Chicago. And he counted the miles, and this side, and this side, and this side. He counted all 1 mile. That's all right. But is the bride? Is the bride? He has said that. There are some quotes that are saying like that. So that's the second resurrection. But now, today, I wanted to go to the spiritual resurrection of the church. Maybe if I have time, I can go to each one of them, each one of them. The three others, the spiritual, the first is the spiritual one, and I can show how Paul is here and how he's actually have the same thing that we have, and because he's here. You remember, I think you remember this quote, one of the quotes that has really helped me in seeing this. Remember the quote that says that when the prophet went to the sixth dimension, and he found those people there, they told him, he said, I want to go to seventh dimension to see him. I want to see Jesus. He said, no, not now. We are all waiting. Those people that we are all waiting for him. But when he comes, he will first come to you. That's what they said. That's what they told him. I think there's a quote or two that's saying like that. So when he comes, he must also go to them. Because he was, this second coming, he must go to them. For them to be resurrected just like us. Exactly like that. And there are two quotes like that that are saying how he went there. This goes to the dead and the living. Okay, like that. Now, I'll start with the first Thessalonians. I think I'll try to read now that you know where I'm headed to. I'm talking about the resurrection of the church ages, the resurrection, how Paul is here and like that. I'm talking about that spiritual resurrection that's here. Now, I'm going to start with the Thessalonians because I'm trying to say this. And there are, today there's a lot of my comments. You see my comments in purple? I think you see that. That's my comments. Just that you can leave that, but you can look at it and see whether it makes sense when I what I'm saying. But listen to me. That's why I write there my comments so that you don't take it like this is the prophet. So in Thessalonians, the spiritual resurrection of the church ages. There's the spiritual resurrection of the church ages. And I'm calling it the voice. Okay, now let's go there. First Thessalonians 4. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Let me put some more light in my iPad so that, that's not much power, but that's okay. Okay. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. We believe that. Okay. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. He will bring with him. When he comes the second time, he will bring with him. I think that is very clear. And that is a resurrection. That's how resurrection will happen. He will bring them with him. That statement there, he will bring with him. Okay, now, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which arrive and remain at the coming of the Lord, there are people here on earth that will be arrived and remain. They will be arrived. They will not have died. By the time Jesus Christ is coming, they will not have died. There are some people who have died, but there are some who will not have died. Okay, now prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those who rise first, that's what they say. They shall rise first. Then we which arrive and remain shall be caught up together. Caught up is the rapture. We will be raptured together. And we know what that is. The rapture is a marriage. I've said that. I don't know how to make it plainer than that. I don't know how to make it. It's a marriage. It's when God comes and marries you. It's an invisible union. It's a union. And when that happens, you are raptured. You are caught up. You are caught up with him. I hope you understand that. People complicate it. When you look at it simply, it's a caught up. It's a marriage. When you are married to him, you are raptured. I hope you get it. You are raptured. So you are caught up. In other words, you are married. Okay? Mm-hmm. Shall be married. Shall be caught up. Shall be raptured. Shall be married. You can use all those words. And what is a marriage? Is him coming and indwelling. The wholeness of him coming and grabbing your heart and your soul and your spirit coming together and you have become one with him. Praise be to God. That's it. That you're married, okay, with them. In the clouds. Now, that does not happen here. It happens in the clouds or in the air. What is that? I've looked at it and I don't see any other way. It's in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's not here or not. Brother Don, there's a quote that was sent by John Peter. That quote, I've really been looking for it. You see, brother, the Bible in the Thessalonians say that he who now letteth, he who now letteth will be taken out of the way. And the prophet says, that is he is the Holy Ghost. When he's taken away, when he's taken out of the earth. And he says, who is the other he? He says, he is the church. Praise be to God. The other he is the church. Why? Because they have become one. They've been taken away. They've been taken out of the earth. Where are they at? Not on the cosmos. Not on the worldliness. They're taken above that. We are above that. Nothing here can hurt us. Nothing here of the world and the worldliness and the devil and things can hurt us. We are taken up somewhere where we are above all this. That's exactly. Nothing can touch us. Nothing can touch the brain. Nothing. There's no way she can go to hell. There's nothing she can change to anything else. That's why the Bible said she will be deceived. She will deceive the very elect if it was possible. It's not possible. It's not, why? She's not even here where these things are. She's not in the same dimension. I hope you understand. You are not in the same dimension. There's no way for you to go to hell. God has got to help us to get away in our thinking about this.
Yes. That's right.
Praise be to God. Right. If we are in the millennium, because we are spiritually, then the devil in us is spiritually in jail. Why? He cannot do nothing. What is the circumstance that makes him be in prison in the millennium? What is it? Because he cannot work. There's nobody to work with. Amen. And now here on earth, he has people he can work with. But now he cannot work with us.
Right.
He can do this, make you do this. He does nothing. He does that. There's nothing.
Right.
He still stand up there and God says, this is my son who cannot go to hell. And there's nothing that can take him. For him to go to hell is like me going to hell. I cannot go. Praise to God.
Amen.
That's how much we are in the millennium. But that's how much this rapture is, brothers. I hope you can get that. Praise be to God. So you are caught up. My point was, we are not here. We are in the clouds. What is that? Above. You know, when he talks about these clouds, you think about that. You know the clouds. The prophet says, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Is that right? So even the heavens are not nothing. Even heavens are... They are contaminated.
Right.
So he's not talking about that. He's not talking about these clouds.
Right.
These heavens where malaria and cancer and things like that. He says, that will all be banned because it's bad already. It's not that.
Right.
It's not that. He's talking about somewhere, about a certain, he's talking of a certain dimension. He's calling it heavenly places.
Amen.
He's calling heavenly, what is it? You are somewhere in Christ. You're not even stepping on the earth. You are in Christ. You are resting somewhere. You are not on earth. You are. I hope you get.
Amen.
You don't live and live, brothers. It's not me who lives. It is him.
That's right. Amen.
I wish people can see that. I wish that could be clear. All right, now. That's we are the crowns to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That statement is a very strong statement. So shall we ever be. We are not leaving him. When we go there, we are not leaving him. The Lord does not marry you and then leave you. There's no way. That's why I'm saying we are so safe. There's no way you can go to hell. He's not going to marry you today and tomorrow he'll tell you no. No. You are the seed and that's all. You are eternal and that's all. You didn't have a beginning, you don't have an end. And you've gotten to your eternity. That's what I was saying. Rapture is eternity. All that. Now we want to talk about this resurrection. First Thessalonians 4:16, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Okay, now. The prophet goes to the book called Rapture. If I don't finish, no, don't worry about that. You have the quotes and like that. If I talk very fast, Rebbe, you can just stop me and say, excuse me. And I can go through. I can do that, no problem. Sometimes I just talk. Now, I've cut quotes very much because it was so big and I thought this is going to be so big. So I just put some dutch. You can read the other quote. But I just want a statement of the prophet now. The second is a voice of the resurrection. You see, there are three things here. And my point here, and I want to show you, or rather I want to showcase, not show you, I know you know it, but I want to showcase here the three voices, the three sounds is the same. It's the same. What is it? It's the message of William Marion Branham of the seventh age. I've gotten a lot of confusion with that, and I've not gotten anybody telling me this is what it is, but if you see it differently, that's okay. Brother, the shout and the voice is not the eighth message. It's not. It's the seventh message. It's not the third pool. It's the second pool. That's the way I see it. And I'm sorry, Brother Don, if that is not, just let me know. You people let me know. That's the way I see it. It's calling. He said, come. Because he's coming. And I'm going to do some good telling you that. It was calling people, come. It's, and what was it? What was the first pool? What was the second pool? What was the first pool to pull you to where? Where were you heading? There were 3 steps. The first pool, come. And he stopped here. Then the second pool, to come here. What was the third pool? To pull you to him. So the second pool was actually to show that this is him in one man. What is the second pool? Second pool of discernment. What was the second pool for Jesus? What was the second pool for Jesus Christ? Ready? It was one man that God had come and tabernacled in. Is that right? Is that right? What was the second pool for Brother Abraham? What was it showing? God had come from heaven. And this is now God man. One man that has God. Is that right? We are told that we make Brother Abraham a God. No. No. We understand how much Jesus Christ was man. We understand how Jesus Christ was God. We understand. The fullness of God came from heaven and dwelt in a man. And today, for God to show how much redemption has been done and it's over, praise be to God. He gets one, the first man that was Jesus Christ, and he entered into him and he became God, God man. Jesus Christ was a man that was not born of a woman and a man. That did not even need redemption, is that right? Now he comes here and he gets one man and he redeems him. He says that was the first sheaf. But was completely, redemption was over on him. To show, okay, is that actually the bride's redemption is over. You are sealed. They were sealed until the day of redemption. When the redemption is over, when he gets her, when he comes and gets her, she's completely, let me tell you, she's completely redeemed. Yes, sir. That's why she's qualified. That's why she's qualified. For the wholeness of God to come and dwell with in her. That's like he was qualified for all God to come and dwell in him. And he showed the people, he showed case here on earth, that is God talking. Praise be to God. He declared, now, come. Get away from all your denominations. Come and get into him, the third pool. When the third pool was him coming and getting into the other into the people. That was the third pool. You read the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. Okay. Now, that's a. Sometimes it's confusing, but so he was calling people. So the shout, what is the shout? Let's read it. So the second is a voice of the resurrection. The same voice, that loud voice in St. John, that it was the voice that called Lazarus. In my comments there, you find that Lazarus was called by the Son of Man. Is that right? Lazarus was called by the Son of Man. Come forth. Son of Man called him. The second pool was Brother Branham in the second pool preaching the shout or whatever he was preaching in the seventh church age. He was the Son of Man. The second pool, God in one man. Do you see the thing there? When he called Lazarus, do you remember when he called Lazarus? He was the Son of Man. He called as a come forth. Is that right? It was Son of Man. It was one man that had God, the wholeness of God, is that right? Now this is another one man, praise be to God. This is another one man, calling the resurrection. His preaching of the seventh church age was actually, the revealing of the seals was the final part. The revealing of the 6 seals was the final part of the seventh church age. After the 7 seals are open, that's over. And that was actually calling all the, listen. That when he preached the last part of the church ages, of the seven church ages, he called all those, all Paul. I'm going to read something here. That he called all those up here. They all came here. They all resurrected. Paul resurrected. Irenaeus resurrected. All those people resurrected here, and they are here now. And they were being called. That was calling them to go to the third pool, to go to Christ when he comes. Let me go continue reading. No, okay. When he screamed, Lazarus, come forth, he was the Son of Man, God in one man, the Messiah. Brother Branham, in the second pool, God in one man again, calling people into resurrection. calling people. The same voice. It is Christ again in the mouth with Branham, calling Paul, calling all those, opening the seals and opening what Paul had, what Irenaeus had, and all that coming here. Okay, now let's go here. Thessalonians. Now, to understand this voice, let us look at the other two. Let's look at the, to understand this voice, let's go and look at what is the trumpet and what is the shout and what are they? What are they? So that we can see, are they the same? Are they the same? Is the shout and the trumpet the same? Sisters, I'm going to finish this soon. Now, the third thing is a trumpet, which always at the feast of the trumpets is calling the people to a feast. Remember, what is the trumpet? What is the trumpet? A trumpet was the message of Brother Branham of the seventh church age. Yes. It was the seventh church age message. It was the seventh church age message calling the people to come, go, come, there's a feast here. Come, there's a feast here. He was calling us to a feast. When it goes to the Jews, the same trumpet is calling them to a feast. Which feast? The bride feast. The bride feast. The bride and the bridegroom. The bride and bride. The wedding feast. Praise be to God. Eating Christ. Eating the ladders. This is not deep. This is just usual. eating the voice of God. He was calling us. This was a call. Come. Come. He's coming. He's about to come. The feast master is just about here. Come. The feast is here. Come. He's coming. So when we come, we go to there. Can you get that, senior? So he was calling us. If this same trumpet goes to anybody else, is a call. Remember, a trumpet is a call. And this is not. It's not called a trumpet when it goes. It's the same thing, but it's not called a trumpet when it comes to the Gentiles. It's called a shout. Remember, it's a voice, it's a shout, a voice, and a trumpet. That's right. That's what it means. That's right. Now, a trumpet is actually calling for to gather together. Gather to come, gather together for this. Is that right? It's gathering the people together. It's calling, it's a call. All right, now. It's a call. Okay. Feast of the trumpets. Now, the third thing is a trumpet. Trumpet of the Thessalonians 4. Okay. Now, let's deal with the trumpet just a minute. Now, the third thing is a trumpet, which always at the feast of the trumpet is calling people. You see, it's calling people to the feast. That trumpet is calling people to feast. And that will be the bride supper. He's calling the people to the bride supper. Can you get that, senior? Come. Receiving supper here. So actual trumpet, what he's doing is calling people. Come. There's a supper here. Okay, that's what the trumpet is doing, is right? Now, let us go on. And did you notice, at the last ages, this is the next quote, Revelation, the seventh seal, is to show you what the trumpet is. This is a confusion. And as I'm talking to you, I'm also talking to some people who are listening in. And I know they had this question. What is a trumpet? The prophet says very well. The first angel's message, a trumpet sound. Second angel's trumpet sound when he sent it out. Like that. It's the first, second. When the first angel came here and preached the gospel, that was the trumpet. That was the gospel trumpet. Can you get the now to the trumpet? It's simple. The first trumpet was sounded by Paul. The second trumpet was sounded by Irenaeus. The last trumpet was sounded by that, like that. And the last trumpet is sounded by Brother Branham, the seventh. Can you get that? The seventh trumpet is sounded by Brother Branham. So that trumpet is what is calling people to this feast of the bride. Can you get that? You for it up. He's the one who is calling the Jews, the 144. He's the Brother Branham. He's the Brother Branham who is calling them. There are not two witnesses that are going to go, Moses and Elijah, to Israel. No. It's the message of Brother Branham is the one who is calling them. The prophet is saying very simply. You know, these things are very simple. If you take them simply, the prophet is saying that Elijah of the Pentecostal age, or Elijah of the seventh church age message, you just go on and take Moses with him and call the Jews, come. That's what's going to happen. That's the trumpet. What is the purpose of the trumpet? The trumpet and the shout and the voice, they say the same thing, but the trumpet is going to the Jews. Let me ask you a question. Why am I saying that the message, listen, why am I saying that the message is Moses and the message of the seventh age is Moses and Elijah? The prophet is saying like this. Listen very carefully. Who is Moses and Elijah? It's simply Old and New Testament. What was the seventh age's work? The seventh, in the days of the voice of the seventh age. Is that right? When he shall begin to sound, when he opens the Bible that was written by the prophets, can you get that? when he takes this Bible and opens it, who does that? The seventh angel. Which trumpet? The seventh trumpet. So he opens this Bible. When it's open, there is Moses and Elijah. Praise God. It's the mystery of the two witnesses. So the mystery of the two witnesses is now open. That is what goes to them. You say he didn't go there. He didn't come to Kenya. We have churches in Indonesia now and Pakistan. He didn't go there. He didn't need to go. But now the opening of that is there. That opening goes to them and calls them. That is what calls them. The opening of this is what calls them. That Elijah and Moses. It calls them. Can you get that? Which trumpet was that? The seventh trumpet. I hope you get the seventh trumpet. Now, let's go on. Excuse, announce. Okay. Message. A trumpet sound. Second. Okay. That's over. Now, the work of the trumpet is to call, but to call the Jews. That's my comment there. I did a lot of comments today. Because I want people to get where I am and what I'm seeing. And at the same time now, that's the book, Feast of the Trumpets. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you can just read that whole thing. And at the same time now, as soon as this church bride is drawn together, she's taken up. And that's the mystery of the seventh seal. The seventh seal is what takes the bride up. Or the seventh seal. The mystery of going. He fumbles there. The mystery of going. That's the mystery of going. And the Jews is called, listen, the Jews is called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet. That's what calls them. And look at that. The ministry, is it too hard, Rebbe? It's too hard. All right. Cameroon, are you getting it? That's good. Right now. Okay. The mystery of the seventh trumpet. That's what calls them. The mystery of the seventh trumpet. Who sounds the seventh trumpet? Paul? Who sounds the seventh trumpet? Brother Branham sounds. Like Paul sounded the first trumpet, then he said like that. Now the seventh is sounded by Brother Branham. Now like that. So which is two prophets, Elijah. Now listen, because maybe I don't have it here. Listen, the prophet says, as this Elijah is calling the people, the Gentile people, brother, the Gentile people, to leave their denomination, the Pentecostal things, the church ages they were doing in the church ages, and calling them out of there and bringing them here. So is Elijah and Moses is calling them from their Jewish, we had the denominational traditions, and he was calling the Gentiles from the denominational traditions, is that right? But now, Elijah and Moses is calling the Jews from their traditions, eh? And telling them, no, that is not it. There is atonement here. Come, Jesus is Christ here. It's the same feast. Come and feast here. Because this is the true atonement. The atonement that you'll feast over there is here. Come to it. Okay. Now, the trumpet does that. Now, the problem is, if I don't finish, no problem. You know, now, there's something. There's something here. People, you know, and it's the prophet, who says that the trumpets have nothing to do with the Gentiles. That's something, right? The prophet says the trumpets have nothing to do with the Gentiles. But you see, it comes to them not as a trumpet, but as a gospel. Each one of them, each age. But now, at the last time here, when it's opened and it becomes the last trumpet, listen very carefully. The last trumpet brings all of the seven trumpets here. That one has not gotten in right. It's not really gotten in. Yeah, I can see that. Now, listen. And maybe I'm not trying to say that I know anything. No. It's just the brother. It's just the way I see it. Okay? Can you get that? Now, listen very carefully. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You just let me know if I'm wrong. Now, listen very carefully. The prophet says that the seventh trumpet is the feast of the trumpets. The prophet says that all the trumpets happen in every age. A plague for, a trumpet sounds, a plague for, a sea opens, like that. And every age is four. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right, brothers? And he calls it a gospel trumpet. So Paul had a gospel trumpet. Is that right? A gospel trumpet, he has a trumpet. But it was not called a trumpet. But actually it was calling people to the word of that age. Is that right? It says like that. No, so every age has a trumpet. Can you get that? But now here at the end, there is something that is called there. That's why I brought that idea. That's why I brought this. Because this is it. This last trumpet, I hope, this last trumpet, the seventh trumpet, is the feast of the trumpets. So all those trumpets are brought here. The prophet says, for the Gentiles, those trumpets happened in each age. But these trumpets of the Jews happens all at the same time here in the seventh church age. Who gets it? Do you get it? All those trumpets are brought here. What is it? It's a resurrection. Paul is here. His trumpet, his preaching is here. Irenaeus is here. All those trumpets have come up here in the seventh trumpet. The seventh trumpet is the feast of the trumpets. Is it clear now? That's what it is. What was it? The seventh trumpet was coming to us as a shout. Come. I've shown you three pools pulling you to come to the feast. Now, but this one also, of opening the Bible, the same message is going to go to them. And I'm going to bring all Paul did, all Irenaeus did, and all that is going to pull you Jews. And that is Moses and Elijah pulling the Jews. I got to get that? From the tradition of certain goats and things like that. Come out! The true sacrifice is Jesus Christ. Come and eat from him. Come to this feast. It's called the feast in the skies for the bride. Why the feast in the heavens? The feast in the air. The feast in the clouds. The feast in the sky. I hope you get. You can eat that. You can eat that. All that. I think it's there. I don't know where it's there. But let's go down to paragraph 283. So the mystery is seven trumpets. That says, and the Jews is called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet. The red part. I've talked too much. It's just all there, and you can read it. And the Jews is called by the mystery of the seventh trumpet, which is two prophets, which Elijah and Moses, and they will come back. And he talks about that. They come back, and it's where the Pentecostals are looking for something that has already happened. Why? It's already by this time when he's talking, it's already happened. They don't know. The two witnesses have already come. He has called them. What happens? Remember the story. This is a very good story. Remember the story of Joseph? And Joseph is typed to be the Christ. Is that right? So Christ marries the bride. And when he's married to the bride, now the Jews recognize and they come to the Christ. And the Christ and the bridegroom. The bride and the bridegroom, the one for 4,000, comes to the bride and the bridegroom. Is that clear? If you have any question, we can discuss. And don't worry, sister, I can come to your house. We sit down there and we talk. No problem. Or you can come to my house. We can talk. This is good. If you have any question, let's talk. Or we can go somewhere. I can buy you a cup of tea. We can sit down and we can talk. I love this. If you're talking about this, we can talk all day. No problem. I have not gotten time. I think I'll go to Sister Esther. Hannah has some of this, and he says that he sees something else. And he says, how about this? Abraham was saying this. And I said, we can look at it. Because I also want to take the other brother what he's saying. I'm going to take it. And I'm going to think about why is he saying what he's saying. Okay? Yeah, I respect every way of seeing it. I respect it. But I'll look at it until I bring it back here into the Word. Because, brother, one of the things that we need to do is to make sure we say what He says. Let our revelation be based on this.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's go down there. Paragraph 283 now. Okay, my comments. Seventh age message is the feast of the trumpets, and it's Moses and Elijah. I've just said that. All right, now, let's go to paragraph 283. Just down there. All right, now. Now, remember, and hold you. I told you I'll bring back this. And I can bring that quote. I can bring that quote that says that the prophet said that to us, the trumpets went to, you know, they took long, like all the church in the church ages. But for the Jews, it came one. The trumpets came church. You know, they had not believed in Jesus Christ. They had not believed in that. And now at the end here is when this is taken and they come and God saves them. So that's when the trumpets that made us, the Gentiles, accept Jesus Christ, that's when the trumpets are taken to them. Just like we had them. How is it to be taken to them? When Paul resurrects, when Jesus is resurrected, in the church ages, he's taken to them. The opening of the seals is opened and it's taken to them. The whole Bible. And remember, the prophet said, one of the questions that Hannah had was that, and I've been asked by that by a certain brother from Britain. And we had a very, very, a very, very heated debate in the group. I said, my brother from Britain. Not the one from Germany, brother, but another one from Britain on the Vicar Church message. And he was saying, how can Jesus, and that's a very big question also, how can Jesus deal, the Bible said, God will never deal with the Jews and the Gentiles at the same time. Can you get that? That's a very strong argument also. And I respect that. I respect that. But you know where I put it? There was a way, okay, now, let us come here. if I don't finish that, don't worry about that. I can come with it another day. I'm not even going to take much of time. But you see, people, like when we say about baptism, when we talk about baptism, he says, we need baptism. Yeah, because the prophet says that we must be justified, sanctified, and baptized with the Holy Ghost. Is that it? Now for God to indwell you. That's correct. But those were steps he was doing. Listen, that was steps that he was doing when he was in the process of redemption. Is that clear? That was the process into redemption. Praise be to God. I want to take this. And this. And this. All this, they were going somewhere. Where were they going? All this was coming here. There were steps. It can go through Michael, through that. And finally it comes here. Is that right? All this comes through here. Through here. All this comes here. When it comes here, it's over. The process of this coming here, it's over. Can you do that? Now it comes to where he wanted them to be. Do you mean that they will never be in Christ? Because Christ will marry a bride, and when he marries a bride, then he doesn't go. The bride does not go away. Does that mean God will never deal with them because he's married, or he's got to divorce this wife so that he can go to the Gentiles? Do you mean that? Does that make sense? Does that make sense, brothers? It doesn't. He has a bride. Go to Joseph. Joseph was not dealing with his brothers. Joseph has never dealt with his brothers. That's the type. Is that right? That's the type, brothers, and you go to by the types. Joseph never dealt with his brothers until he was married and had children with, is that right? With Asenath. Now, when he had Asenath and he was married, now that is when his brothers come. And he was now dealing with them. He gave them places to stay and like that. Is that right? He was now dealing with them. Now, that is how he's going to deal with the 144,000. After he marries a bride. What is it? The bride is a bride. The bride does not leave Jesus Christ. In one time. In the judgment, in the eternity, everywhere they are one. What about the 144? They'll be somewhere, like in the Goshen. Somewhere, not in the palace, but in the Goshen. That's the type. But now he's dealing with them. Pharaoh, give them somewhere. I think he said that their sheep had us or something. because Pharaoh, he said something that the prophet said that was the first thing that Joseph did that was wrong. So he was now dealing with them. Look at that. But before then, he was not dealing with them. The dealings between Joseph and his brothers were here when they sold him to Egypt. That was all. That was the end of it. Is that right? Until he married in Egypt. Until he had a Gentile wife. That is exactly right. So the 144, God will never deal with them. He is not even going to deal with the souls in prison now. I think I'm preaching about Jews now. I didn't want to go into that. He was not dealing with nobody that's a Jew now. He's not in the process of his redemption. He's not going to do that. But at the end here, when he has redeemed them all, everything that is redeemed will come. Even the foolish virgin, at one time they all come. There will be a time when even the foolish virgin that you also come. Everybody will come. Why? The process of redemption is over. The earth will also come. The process of redemption is over. Come on. Everything will come. And all things will be unto Christ. Is that right? That's what the Bible says. That all things will be unto him. Okay. That is after redemption is over. But before redemption is over, we're in the process. No, we were in the process. Now it's over. Why has the Jews come? 144,000 now. That is now this church or this church of the Gentiles is made up of the Gentiles and the church and the 144,000. Why? Because redemption is over. We've gotten into eternity. What has gotten into eternity? Not this, not the earth, no. What? Our souls. We are redeemed. God has taken us and married us to himself. It's finished. The only thing that is remaining actually is the earth. And this body is the earth. It's not the earth, but it's part of the earth. So it's going to drop to the earth. And as the earth is renovated, it's going to be renovated also. Can you get that? So the only thing that's remaining is that. Praise be to God. Redemption is over. Redemption, that word is very strong. That's very powerful. Redemption is over. It's done the process. There's no process of redemption. Baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, final sanctification, baptism. That's all God now. That's all God. What happens now? The God grabs you and joins you and you get married. That's the salvation now that happens. It's grabbing you and get married. You get married. What time is it now? Time is over. Let me read one more quote and close. I'll not go to the shout. But if you read that, I may not come back with this. But if you read the shout, it's the same thing. He's calling. It's a call. The shout and the trumpet is the same thing. He's calling. I was reading this great trumpet. That's a great trumpet, is the seventh trumpet. That is the seventh trumpet. Maybe it's not saying, like, saying it here. But he's going to say something here in that quote 283. Great trumpet. He said, what do you do here in Isaiah? He said, the great trumpet would sound. The great trumpet would sound. The great trumpet. Not trumpet now. That great trumpet is not trumpet now. Listen, it's not trumpet now. Now, there's two of them, Moses and Elijah. So this great trumpet is Moses and Elijah, is that right? And he says, what is it? Call the trumpet. But under the trumpet, the coming of the... Okay. Not trumpets now. Feast of the trumpet is called the Feast of the Trumpets. Can you read it down here? And this, but under the great trumpet, that great trumpet, that seventh trumpet, the great trumpet, the coming of the Lord. What was it? Because it was the one that was calling. He was to foran. Is that right? Coming of the Lord. To announce Joseph. It was an announcement. He's coming. And down here, Brother Don, Maybe I can just read that and close with that. Maybe you can just give me one minute. I'm sorry that I'm taking. But now, down there, coming to announce Joseph returning. Who is Joseph? Joseph is Christ. Is that right? Joseph is the type of Christ. Joseph returning. But down there, about the shout, just to finish. The shout. There's a shout. What is it? Paragraph. What about the shout of the Thessalonians 1? What about the shout? There is a shout. What is it? It's message to get the people. Can you see the same thing? It's calling. The shout is calling message. There's a shout. What is it? It's a message to get the people together. A message comes forth fast. Now, ram trimming time. Can you see what is ram trimming time?
Amen.
Do you remember the 20 virgins? The 10 virgins? What was the sound saying? The voice saying, come, get ready. He's coming. He's coming. That was the trimming time. Trim your ramps because he has come. Was calling. The shout is calling. The shout and the trumpet is the same thing. And down there, if you go down there, the voice, to show is the same thing. The prophet says, is the same thing. And see, and there he's, I cannot read everything, but because of time. But down there, paragraph 171, the prophet says, watch the shout and the voice over here. Up there, those red parts is saying the same thing. He's calling it the shout, the voice, he's calling it the same thing. But here he says the same thing at his coming. But if you read down there, it's going to say, this voice is about Lazarus come forth. And you can read that quote here, that quote there. The last quote that I would like to, I don't think I will read this, but let me read it to finish, just to tell myself that I've finished. Let me read this last part, the red part. You see this voice now? I hope I'm not really taking much of time. You see this voice now? This voice, I've told you about the shout, is right? And about the trumpet. This trumpet goes to the 144,000, is right? What about the voice? The voice is the message of the hour, the message of Brother Branham calling us. What about the trumpet? Calling us. Calling 144,000, is right? Rebbe? 144,000 are called by the trumpet. The shout is calling the bride. To come where? To come to the feast of Christ when he marries. Is right? Right? What about the voice? The voice calls the dead. The voice is calling the dead like Lazarus. Is right? And you read this quote. He's saying, how? How? The prophet says, then the last quote, brother. The last quote. In the book of the leadership, paragraph 143. I'm going to just read the right part so that I finish them. Can you say that? No. This is it. Then when the resurrection comes, and those quotes up there, they're very good. They're very good. They're going to show you exactly, especially that part right there in the book, where the word is falling again, the part again, is very good. It's going to show you exactly what it is. It's a resurrection. It's a resurrection. This voice is a resurrection. This resurrection is like this. Then when the resurrection comes, the right that lived in them Lutherans, can you give that? In them Lutherans, that went out. What is it? The voice. As the shout calls the bride, the living bride come forth to the feast. This are also called to the same feast. The dead are also called the same feast. And now you wonder how are they dead? They are dead. Because it's a spiritual thing. We are not eating. Are we eating? No. This is a spiritual feast. It's an individual union. It's a spiritual union, brothers. Praise be to God. I hope you get. Then when the resurrection comes, the rite that lived in the Lutherans, that went out. The rite that lived in the Methodists, that's Wesley, went out. The rite that went into Pentecostals will be raptured out of the ground in the body of the bride to be taken before Jesus Christ. That was the purpose of that voice, to be taken before Jesus Christ. He will call them. Can you get that? That's right. That's the resurrection. That's the spiritual resurrection that I'm talking about. There's some quotes there. There's some more. I can do some there. I'm so lazy when it comes to communication. I have so many things in the pages here that I say, I'm going to put this there in there. But God will help me. You pray for me that God will give me that ability. I'm not very much able to communicate. I see people like Michael, Dawn, and them. They didn't communicate very well. And until a question comes and it faces me, and now people want me to say it, I don't say it. I don't. I'm not in those groups. I'm in those groups, and one time, and I read, brother. It's not that I don't read, like the way you people are talking about that quote, brother John Peter put there, and what Dad put there also. I read. When they impress me. But unless it's now, I find out that this brother is saying something, and this is saying something. I think it's not right exactly. I think there's something here that they're missing, and something pushes me. You can throw it there. You can just say. And then that happens. If it's just good, it blesses me. I say, amen, amen. As I go. And it blesses me. It blesses me. I look at them. It blesses me. But I'm not a communicator. I'm not in those groups. In fact, the other day, I'd like to say this. The other day. I had Facebook. I put Facebook there. There was something that I wanted to start, like something like a business like that I wanted to start. And I thought Facebook could. But when I went there, and I had it a long time ago, and I deleted it. Now, my wife was saying that, she sells. You ask her, can we get a gate? She's just there, and she gets a gate. She gets very good things there. And I thought, I can get in there and do something like that. But, brother, I got in there. And after maybe some two weeks like that, I hate it. I had to delete it. The things that are coming there, every time I open it, is not good. And I was asking my wife, how can I run away from all this? If there was a way, and after 2-3 days, I cannot run away from it, I deleted it. I took it, and I'm not telling anybody to take it away. That's me. I'm not saying it's bad or anything. No, it's me. There are some things that you can do. I was telling Sister Rhonda like that. There are things that we do in Kenya you cannot do here. You see that? Everybody has his own grace, right? So if you have the grace, have it. But for me, I have to delete it. I have to expunge it. Until I get a way that I can just get there and get what I want. No, not everywhere. I don't want that. That's me. Am I so holy? No, I'm not holier than you. No, I'm not saying that. It's only that I found it. praise be to God. So let me get there and let me stop there. And may God bless you. I hope that if I'm not clear, please let me know. But because in my head it's very clear. I may not be able to bring it out like that, as clear as it's in my head. But if you have any question on it, if you don't see it exactly the way I do, please let me know. I can look at it. And we are not warring. We are not, it's just looking at it and see, this other way. Do you know something else? Just one second. Do you know the prophet said that there are different ways of looking at things? He gave an example of a scripture. He said, the Bible said that he took his son out of Egypt. Do you remember that? He took his son out of Egypt. He says, you can take that, taking his son out of Egypt by Jesus Christ. He took Jesus Christ out of Egypt. But you can also say he took Jacob out of Egypt. And I found another one. You can also say he took Abraham, his son, out of Egypt also. It's the same. You can go with that and that. So there's many ways to look at things. And maybe if you have a different way of looking at it, you are most welcome. So Brother Don, would you come and... Sorry, brother.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I guess the knob caught on my leg there. I was going to tear your cabinet door off. Sorry. It's still there, though. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I know you enjoyed that. There was a lot. There's a lot there. I don't miss going back and reading those quotes. Look at those last two there. World falling apart. It's talking about when that resurrection comes, and then the last one there. But all of them, all the way through, really good. And I was thinking when he talked about I hadn't read those quotes in a long time, but I have them. And when he's talking about the pulls, Brother Branham said the first pull was healing, the second pull was prophesying, revealing the secrets of the heart. He said the third pull was the opening of the Word, and that's what happened. It opened the Word. And so another thing, the brother that was asking Brother Goomba the question, Brother Branham said it over and over and over. He said God never uses two prophets at the same time. And then he turned right around and he said, one of the mysteries is the gospel going to the Jew and the Gentile. at the same time. Isn't it something? God can do what he wants, when he wants, however he wants. And the thing that is for us, and Brother Guma brought it right to the ages, it's receiving the word for the age. It's God is revealing the word for the age. And what God is doing is unique in every age. And if that's from the garden all the way to this day, God has been doing something. And it's great. And you see the parallel in the Old Testament as you do in the New Testament. They had the word, and then there was a falling away. Then it started coming back. And those things are back there in the Old Testament, what's happening too. When I was in Alberta, I was reading, studying in Nehemiah. And that was one of the things. One of the things that jumped out at me was, just like when we was reading about Josiah, that how the book was laying there. How did it get neglected? And one of the things that happened in Nehemiah's day when they came back is the Feast of the Booths, when they were given that time. The scripture said they had not done that since the days of Joshua. Where did it go? Where did the word go? Where did the promises go? Where did those things go? God gives something and then people lay it down. And
right.
What is it? It's like Brother Guma, he said it right at the beginning of the message. We're not backing up.
Right.
We're not backing up. This thing is going forward.
Amen.
This thing is going forward. This revelation is growing. It's not getting less. It's not getting, the fire's not going out.
Right.
This thing is growing.
Amen.
It's growing. And so, God bless you, brother. We appreciate the message tonight that you said a lot. And I won't say that all of that is simple, because there's so many that can read those same quotes and have no clue.
That's right.
Have no clue. And that's some of those things. It was a long time before I seen some of those things. And so even though it's simple, it's still deep. It's still very, very deep. And I have a request. Now, while I was in Canada, we have a young man who has been helping us. We got a car, and we have a lot of problems with the car. And so there was a young man who worked on the side, working on the car, and his name is Carl. And he's from the Philippines, and he's living there in Fort McMurray. And so he's really helped us a lot. And so I got to meet him this time, and I began witnessing to him. I left my last church age book there that I have there for him. But we got to talking and started telling him about the prophet. And it's funny, so a prophet is so foreign to people. And I don't mean to take up your time. I can tell you this later, but I do want you to remember him in prayer. But I told him, I started telling him about the prophet when we met, and we were just having some fellowship. And the first question he asked me, he says, when I told him about the prophet, he said, "Well, do you believe in Jesus?" I said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "I believe in Jesus." And so I took him, I said, "You know, God is all the way through, has never done anything without speaking through his prophets."
Right.
And so he was just a humble young man, really nice guy, really just a lovely little brother. And we started a good friendship. So I'm asking you to pray for him. I left him a church ages book. I didn't get to see him again, but he'll get it. And pray that God gives him that revelation.
Amen.
This revelation. This revelation. Amen. Let us stand up together and let us pray one for another. Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, for the revealed word. We thank you, Lord, for this great revelation that Brother Guma's brought tonight. Lord, we know that these things were promised for this day, Lord. Lord, they didn't know these things in other ages. But Lord, the word has been opened. Lord, the third pool has manifested itself. And Lord, we know those two witnesses, they've came forth. Lord, redemption's finished. Lord, the bride is in Christ. Lord, while so, so much, Lord, you've blessed us with tonight. Lord, may you continue to open our hearts and give us revelation. Lord, bless Brother Gomba, Brother Michael. Lord, we thank you for being with Brother Michael, the operation, and as the recovery is coming, Lord. And we just thank you. May you just continue to touch him and strengthen him. And for Brother Richard, Lord, we mentioned to Brother Gomba yesterday, just not too long ago, his arm was useless. And Lord, you came on the scene and you healed it, Lord, and you've given him that use back. And Lord, when the doctors told him it would never again, that it was finished. But Lord, that's a miracle. Lord, that's the supernatural. And Lord, you've blessed your people, Lord, over and over and over. They thought Brother Richard wouldn't be walking as he is now. And Lord, every time we see him, it's more and it's better. We praise you for that, Father. Lord, we'll see the same with Brother Michael. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. We ask you to bless each one, strengthen each one, bless those that have lost loved ones, those that have trials and troubles and all things, Lord, that we face day by day. Let that word be at the forefront, Lord, that we see above all things. And that's our anchor. That's our comfort. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.